The conflict in Sudan is entering its third month, and a lot of the reporting is focused on the fighting in the capital, Khartoum. But the brazen murder of the governor of the West Darfur region of Sudan has put a spotlight on the increasing violence in that remote region. NPR's Aya Batraoui has this report.
The fighting in Darfur has roots in a conflict that stretches back over 20 years. When Janjaweed Arab militias were sent in by Sudan's military dictator at the time to put down an uprising by non-Arab groups, it's been widely described as the first genocide of the 21st century. Despite a peace deal, those Janjaweed fighters never disappeared. They transformed into the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary that's now fighting Sudan's army for power. More than 1,000 people have been killed, and over 100,000 have fled Darfur to neighboring Chad since mid-April. This is the desperate situation West Darfur's governor, Khamis Abker, described in an interview yesterday. Gunfire can be heard in the background as he speaks on a crackly phone line to the Al Hadath news channel. RSF militias want to control West Darfur, he says, because it borders Libya and the Central African Republic, where weapons flow across the border. Abker says the city of Al-Janina doesn't have a single functioning hospital. He adds, people there have no food, no clean water. According to Abker, there's a Sudanese military base less than 5 miles away from him, but soldiers have done nothing. Abker says civilians in West Darfur's capital city of Al-Janina are being killed randomly and in large numbers by the Rapid Support Forces and its allied militias. He calls for an international intervention. He was kidnapped in broad daylight shortly after the interview. Arab satellite channels broadcast video of him being shoved into a building by a group of armed men, some apparently wearing RSF uniforms. Another video on social media then shows him dead with what looks like a gunshot wound to the chest. Sudan's military, which is at war with the Rapid Support Forces, accused the RSF of executing him. The RSF blamed outlaws for the killing.
These men will not negotiate.
Eric Reeves is a longtime scholar of Sudan and a trustee with the Darfur Bar Association. He says there's overwhelming evidence of ethnically targeted killings and rape by the RSF and their Arab militias.
They are men with no mercy, no consideration for the lives of civilians. There's no way this is going to end through diplomacy.
The UN is still gathering details on the situation there, but the UN envoy to Sudan cited allegations that killings have been carried out by men in RSF uniform. Volker Perthe says the attacks in Al-Janina could amount to crimes against humanity. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.